Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, Series 5, Episode 5. And on the show this week, we hear about the staff Christmas competition at Manolodge, a few Manolodge facts, the top 10 events and festivals in the US, and a comedy script. We also have some jokes, some riddles, and our teacher interview is with music and drama teacher Mrs. Freeman. We start things off with Christmas at Manolodge. Now, Christmas is obviously a very popular time of year for all, but Manolodge likes to go all out. Today marks the first day of our Advent celebrations, where the children get to enjoy a festive treat or activity each day. Another Christmas tradition at Manolodge is the staff competition. Here are Isabella and Jamie in Year 6 to tell us more.
Hello, my name is Jamie, and sitting adjacent to me is my friend Isabella.
Today, we will be talking about the recent launch of the staff Christmas competition.
So the task was to make 6 identical Christmas cupcakes. They had to be Santa's. They were given red fondant, marshmallows, white and milk chocolate buttons and tools. The 4 houses are unicorns, my house, centaurs, phoenix and griffins.
It was a very intense competition. Centaurs had Mrs. Hoff and Mr. Gallagher and some house captains such as Oscar and Mia.
From unicorns, we had Mrs. Freeman and Mrs. Patel. We also had Cosnava helping out. In my opinion, I think they did the most work.
In Phoenix, we had Mrs. Rios, the amazing art teacher, and Madame Law, the unbelievable linguist. Don't forget the house and sports captains, Jesse and Isra.
Last but not least is Griffins, with Mr. Coggan, the baking master, Mrs. Hyer, Charlie and Tori. Mrs. Lober, a few minutes later, announced the winner and pointed to their table. They were unique unicorns. This was a demonstration for the upcoming fall competition, where staff joined to make cupcakes at home, which we then sell to raise money for our charity, Sebby's Corner. This will take place on the 11th of December.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye!
Following on from the topic of one of the most widely celebrated festivals everywhere, Nate and Lach in Year 4 have researched the top 10 events or festivals celebrated in America.
Hi, I'm Nate.
And I'm Lach. And today we're going to be doing a rundown of the top 10 events.
But there's a twist.
Number 10 is...
We're doing America, remember?
Oops, I forgot.
Let's get on with it. Number 10 is Bodhi Day. Bodhi Day is one of the most important Buddhist holidays because it commemorates Buddha's enlightenment under a Bodhi tree. Depending on which region you're located and which calendar you're following, Bodhi Day is usually celebrated sometime between May and June.
Number 9 is Halloween. Halloween is when you go having fun around the neighbourhood saying trick or treat, and if they say trick, you have to play a trick on them. If they say treat, they have to give you a treat. It is celebrated at the end of October. Number 8 is Diwali. Diwali is the Festival of Lights. It is a major Hindu holiday that pays homage to the gods and marks the beginning of a new year. Many Hindus call this Upon Lakshmi, the goddess of prosperity. The lightning, by lightning of abundance of lamps. Not only do these lights welcome the goddess, but light is also a Hindu symbol of knowledge and everything good in the world.
Number 7 is Valentine's Day. The history of Valentine's Day is much darker. Experts who have studied past centuries have noticed that there were several saints named Valentine who could be responsible for the holiday's title. However, these saints didn't have a happy life story. Number 6 is Easter. Easter is a big celebration for Christianity, celebrated in March. It celebrates when Jesus died on the cross. Lots of people like Easter eggs, which is basically a chocolate egg. Lots hide Easter eggs and get others to find them. We're halfway there.
Number 5 is Ramadan. Ramadan is a festival celebrated by Muslims amongst the fasting, worship, service and communal gathering and spiritual development.
Communal.
Number 4 is the Chinese New Year. Although this holiday may have Chinese in their name, the Chinese New Year is celebrated all across Asia and other Asian populations around the world. The Chinese New Year doesn't have a set date since it follows the lunar calendar, but the celebration usually takes place in late January up until mid-February.
Number 3 is American or English New Year. The New Year is a big thing celebrated all around the world, but not from Asia, because they have their own New Year. It is celebrated on the 31st of December or the 1st of January. Number two is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a religious holiday celebrated by the Jewish people. Hanukkah is a minor holiday in the Jewish religious scheme of things.
Finally, the one you've all been waiting for, Christmas. Christmas is a celebration on 3 days, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. People believe in a helpful, kind man called Santa who goes around giving presents out. Some people don't believe in it, but I like it. Thank you for listening to Our Path, the podcast. Bye!
Next, Josh and Otto in Year 4 wanted to share with you a few facts about Manor Lodge.
Hi, I'm Otto.
And I'm Josh.
And today we will be talking to you about facts about Manor Lodge. Firstly, Manor Lodge has been around since 1991.
Secondly, Year 3 goes swimming every Wednesday.
There are 22 classes.
Manor Lodge has roughly 440 kids.
There are 22 eco rapes, one for each class, and 12 school councils.
There are over 25 subjects.
We have student owned librarians and playground buddies if you've broken a bone.
We have roughly 1,385 books in the library. Bye.
On to what is becoming a regular dose of comedy, here are Harry, Harley and Luke in Year 5 to try and make you laugh.
Hi, I'm Harry.
And I'm Luke.
And today we're going to tell you a comedy script.
Hi Harry, how are you doing? I'm going to see if I can fly. Push me off this cliff.
And why?
Because I want to fly away.
Okay.
Did I die?
Nope.
No!
Why can't you fly?
I don't know.
Well, make it work.
Now I want to make a boat.
Okay, Luke, have you heard the joke? What's called a fish with three humps? Humphrey?
It's meant to be a camel.
Oh, smart.
This joke is a magician disappearing. Look, there's a bird.
Where did you go?
Hee hee hee.
Why do I smell hot dogs?
It's me. Why did you say me at the beginning?
Oh, who is that? Who, Harley?
No, you.
Okay, say your name, monkey.
Hi, I'm Harley, and today...
You don't need to say that bit.
I'm back, and I got the shopping.
What shopping?
I don't know, I mean,
why are you so wet?
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. I made a boat and I sunk it, but I didn't die.
Isn't that a good thing?
I don't know.
Meh. Anyways, thanks for listening to our,
part of the podcast.
Bye.
Wait, remember to like and subscribe.
You mean to rate and subscribe.
Meh.
Wait, I want more about Billy Brilliant Me.
You mean Weird You?
Oh, then I want more about Weird Me.
Bye!
You mean thanks for listening. Remember to like and rate. Bye!
Oh, I want more about Weird Me.
What did he say? Bye!
Bye. Thanks
Keep
for
listening to our part of the podcast.
No, I want more about Weird...
We keep the comedy coming with Max and Arthur in Year 5 telling us some of their favourite jokes now.
Hi, I'm Max.
And I'm Arthur, and today we're going to do some jokes.
What did one hat say to the other? You wait here, I'll go on ahead.
Ha 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 ha, very funny. What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
What?
I'm matey.
Why did the cow cross the road?
To get
to the other side.
yeah, that is funny. Why did the actor fall through the floorboards? They were going through a stage.
Why did a scarecrow win a Nobel Prize. He was outstanding in his field.
Haha, that is good funny. Why are peppers the best at archery? Because they have an arrow.
Why did an old man fall in a stone hole with water in it? But because he couldn't see that well.
Haha, good one. What did the three-legged dog say when he walked into a saloon? I'm looking for the man who shot my paw.
What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta?
That is a good. What is a sad pasta called? A sober noodle.
Why did a man stare at a carton of juice? But it said 100% concentrate on it.
Haha, that's good. What happens when an owl walks into a museum? They say no animals are owled.
And the one you've been waiting for. Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there? Arthur. Arthur who? Arthur, any cookies in the cookie jar?
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Time to test your brains with some riddles now. Here are Fiore and Suriana in year four.
Hi, my name is Fiore.
And I'm Suriana. And today we're going to tell you some riddles.
Number one, imagine you're in a room. Pitch black, with no way out. What do you do?
Ooh, that's creepy. What do you do?
If you think it's creepy, then stop imagining.
That's a good one. Number two, when you see me, I am square. When you open me, I'm round. And when you take me out, I am a triangle. What am I?
Paper, because you can fold it?
Good guess, but it's a pizza.
Oh, I get it. The box, the pizza, the slice. Number three. One night, a queen and a king went on a boat ride. When they came off, they both had the same importance and they didn't know who'd come off last. Who came off last?
The king, because the queen passed away.
I see where you're going, but no.
So, it's the queen?
No, it's the knight.
Oh, that one is tricky. Number four. What has to be broken to be used?
I know this one. It's an egg.
Yeah, how did you know?
Lucky guess. Finally, number five. What month of the year has 28 days?
February, because it only has 29 days in leap year.
No, all of them. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Now it's time for our weekly teacher interview with music and drama aficionado, Mrs. Freeman. Nate and Lakshya are here to put the questions to her.
Hi, I'm Lakshya.
And I'm Nate.
Today we'll be interviewing Mrs. Freeman.
Have you had any other jobs at a school?
Yes, I have. I've been a music teacher in some other schools, and I've taught very big children as well. So I've taught children in secondary school and even really grown-up children, that's adults in a college.
What about not in school, but have you had any other jobs? Not in school.
Oh, yes. So one of my lovely jobs that I did was I worked in a chocolate factory. Which is very, very nice. And you know, there were chocolates all over the floor. There were chocolates right up to the ceiling. And we were very naughty. We put chocolates in our pockets sometimes.
You got to taste them.
Oh, I did. Lots of different ones.
What inspired you to be a drama teacher?
Well, I love working with children. And I love doing creative things as well. So I love it when we think up stories, and I love it when we do mime and movement. And of course, I really love singing as well. And that's quite an important part of drama because we often do music theatre and drama as well.
You also love acting and playing instruments.
Oh, yes, that as well. Yeah, I love playing the violin and playing the piano. Yeah. So.
Play the piano all the time when we
do drama. I really love that as well. Yeah.
Who is your favourite actor?
Oh my goodness. I'd probably say Judi Dench. She's a very fine actor. And she's in her 80s now, but she's played lots of roles. So she's been in Shakespeare plays and she's been in lots of films. Do you know the James Bond film?
Yes.
Yeah, she's been in that as well. So she's a really good actor.
Really good.
Yeah.
What do you like most about Manor Lodge?
I love Manor Lodge because it's such a friendly school. The children are wonderful. And they're always enthusiastic. They have so many ideas. All of you, you'll try all sorts of different things, won't you?
Yeah.
I love that. And I also really love the staff. They're really kind, and I think it's just such a lovely, kind place to work. And everybody helps everybody else out. You know, no matter what your problem is, whenever you need help, someone will help you. People are very, very kind at Manor Lodge.
If you could be anything but a drama teacher, what would you teach?
What would
you teach?
What would I teach? If I wasn't teaching drama and music? I don't know, I'd be a terrible PE teacher, because I'm not sporty, I'm afraid.
Neither am I.
Are you not?
I'm really sporty.
Oh, okay. I like ping pong. I could be table tennis teacher, couldn't I?
Yeah.
We don't have a ping pong table here, though, do we?
Yeah.
Or, I love art. If I was good at art, if I was a bit better at art, I'd love to teach art. That would be a nice subject to teach.
What do you like to do at home?
I love writing songs. And I love... playing my violin and love playing my piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, so doing lots of lovely musical stuff at home, I really enjoy.
I'm going to start playing piano soon.
Are you?
I already play piano and I also play the guitar.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do, music, isn't it? It's a really wonderful thing because you can do music all your life and you can play with other people, which is really lovely as well.
Yeah, and I'm also in the choir.
Yeah, it's great. Singing is so good for you, isn't it? Do you like singing as well, Nate?
I'm in the choir as well.
Yeah, it's really, really nice to sing with other people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the best country you have been to?
One of my favourite countries is Germany. I love Germany because I've worked in Germany quite a bit and I worked there as a gardener. So I had to pull up lots of weeds. That was my main thing I did when I was younger. I had to pull up weeds all day long, which is very hard work. But it was nice to be outside because it's really good to be outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get lots of fresh air.
What is your favourite book?
Oh, golly. I don't think I've got a particularly favourite book, but I really love the works of Roald Dahl. I think Roald Dahl was such an imaginative writer.
I love Roald Dahl, especially Matilda, the musical.
Do you? What do you love about Matilda?
I love the musical because I love all the songs. I listen to it all day.
Yeah, it's a fantastic musical, isn't it? It really is great.
Watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love his stories. They're just so imaginative, aren't they?
Yeah.
They take you to such incredible places.
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like a chocolate big group, and it sucks all the chocolate and it sucked a child up, Augustus.
I know! And it kind of serves him right, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He is rather a horrible lad, isn't he?
He's
a bit spoiled.
He's greedy.
Yeah, he certainly is. Yeah. What about you, Nate? Do you have a favourite book or favourite writer?
I don't really have a favourite writer. I just like adventure books, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Transports you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love the books where it's a book, but then it gets done into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can see it in real life.
Yeah. Or you can just, in the book, go into the world of your imagination as well and create like your own film in your head, can't you?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's the wonderful thing about books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to our interview.
Thank you very much. Now, with the end of term fast approaching, we'll have just one more episode with this batch of podcasters next week. Our intro music this week was created on GarageBand by Osso and Josh, and Josh is back now to play us out. Thank you.